Now to Washington, D.C., where students are back in the classroom for the first time in almost a year. D.C. public schools have been open for in-person learning for about a week. So how's it going so far? Here to tell us is Debbie Trung. She's an education reporter for member station WAMU in Washington. And Debbie, how many students have returned to the classroom?
So D.C. public schools said that they can accommodate about 15,000 students for in-person learning. Of that, 9,500 students actually said that they would show up, and actually fewer ended up showing up on the first day of school last week.
So you spoke with some families about how they made the difficult decision to send their children back to school or not. What did they tell you?
D.C. public schools prioritize bringing back special education students, English language learners, and students in low-income families. At the same time, many of the low-income families here in D.C. are also Black and Hispanic groups of people that have suffered disproportionately during this pandemic. On the one hand, while many of these students may benefit from in-person learning, their families could face some of the hardest consequences if a family member gets sick and can't work, or worse. I spoke with Alexandria Sambana. She herself had COVID last year and has sort of preemptively told her daughter's school that she will not be returning her 8-year-old back to the classroom for the foreseeable future. Alexandra is also in touch with many of the immigrant Spanish-speaking families at her daughter's school, which is Cleveland Elementary. And she said that many of those families are also choosing to keep their families home for exactly those same fears.
They know they're at risk. They know this is detrimental to not only their health, but their financial situations. Top of mind for them is keeping their families alive.
On the other hand, of course, there's the social and emotional benefits of being in a classroom and being around your peers. And so many other parents also said that they were willing to have their children go back so that they could have those richer, in their view, academic and social experiences.
I see. So for those students who have gone back then, Debbie, what does the classroom look like right now? I think that a lot of listeners maybe are in similar positions where their districts are either getting ready to go back and they're listening and wondering, how does it work? Because some students are still learning remotely.
Yeah. So students arrive on a staggered schedule. They have to keep in the same room of 10 or 11 students for the entire school day. Lunch is eaten inside the classroom. There are, of course, all of the safety procedures, social distancing, face mask requirements. And when it comes down to actual learning, in some schools, students are back once or twice a week in person, and they spend the rest of the week virtual. In other classrooms, students may be in the classroom, 4 days a week while a teacher is teaching them, also broadcasting to the rest of the class, which is logging on virtually. It really varies across the school system, but nothing like it was pre-pandemic.
No, and it took a long time to get to this point, right? Because there has been months of contention between the school district and its teachers. Just last Monday, the D.C. public school system actually requested that a judge grant a temporary restraining order against the teachers' union to avoid a potential strike. So how many teachers have returned, Debbie, and how are they feeling?
So for context, about 4,200 staff members were expected to return last week. About 2,200 of those were teachers. And while there were some teachers who volunteered to return to the classroom, the majority did not. And so they were required to go into in-person teaching, even if they didn't necessarily feel comfortable doing that. And teachers have had the opportunity to get the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. But there were a lot of teachers who were pushing to delay the start of reopening until they could get that second dose. And obviously that didn't happen. And DC Public Schools has provided personal protective equipment. They've updated ventilation and HVAC systems. But, many teachers expressed to me that they've long had a mistrust in the school system, and it's hard to bridge that in this moment when there's so much at stake.
So as you say, most students are continuing to learn remotely. Do we expect that to keep up, Debbie, or is the district expecting that more students in the coming weeks will trickle back in and other schools ready to handle a scaled up in-person learning environment?
I definitely think that more students will show up in the coming weeks. And right now, 9,500 students are expected to be back in person. The school system says it can accommodate many thousands more.
Yeah, like every district, D.C. is learning how to do learning in an entirely new world. Debbie Trung is an education reporter for member station WAMU. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Cal.